right, guys. Happy Friday. Finally, the weekend has arrived. Well, almost. Made it through another week. Awesome day here. Rather cold, windy, but nice and clear and sunny. I can take the cold as long as it's clear and sunny. can't do a heck of a lot, but it's just nice to look out that window and see the sun out. I'm all pumped up. Had my morning coffee. Went out for a nice walk this morning. So I'm ready for a nice, interesting show today. I'm going to finally finish up that age-old topic I've been working on now for the past three decades, this UN thing. I hope I'm not boring anybody with it, though. To me, this is vitally important. In fact, the last segment of it today, which hopefully will only occupy about 10 or 20 minutes of the show, to me is the most important. This is going to round off the whole thing and put, you know, put the final clinch to the matter, showing how the UN really has been responsible for our war-waging ventures since World War II. So anyway, and then after that, I'm going to go off into something entirely different. I think you'll appreciate it. Well, you'll see. I won't even tell you what it is. It's just interesting stuff.
We're going to enter the dimension of the Twilight Zone, where the strange and bizarre become so intermeshed with the norm that they become indistinguishable.
Just weird stuff. One of my favorite things. I like talking about paranormal, and I'm not talking morphing into lizards. I'm just talking about everyday, bizarre, natural, sometimes not so natural phenomena, as you'll see. Anyway, before we go into any of that, let me go over some announcements here. I guess we are actually out of the Aaron Russo DVDs. We did so much advertising on them, they all got bought up. So to those of you that got them, way to go. To those of you that didn't get them, too bad, you're out of luck. No, we're actually going to be getting some more, I guess, in the coming weeks, hopefully before Christmas. That is a great way, guys, to share the truth about the New World Order, stuff stockings. In the meantime, you can get my book, Piercing the Fog of 9/11, or The New World Disorder, which also served to wake people up. They won't fit inside a stocking, though, unless you roll them up. But you can get those by going to lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. If you get the downloadable version, guys, they're only like $5, $5 or $6 a piece. Pretty cheap. And, you know, there's hundreds of pages in there, hundreds of references, fully documented. Just about everything in there is referenced. The stuff that isn't, it's because it's just common sense. It's common knowledge, you know. But stuff that isn't common knowledge, I've got it referenced. You can verify everything I say in there that I'm not making it up. And it's all from mainstream sources. I don't quote from conspiracynuts.com. It's all mainstream sources. As controlled as the media is, and as much as they lie to us, you can actually get the truth out of them if you know when and where to look. The media does actually tell us what's going on. The problem is, it's scattered over space and time. You know, you might get one story that covers one aspect of one fiasco over in the LA Times one day, and then 6 months later, the Boston Globe will cover another aspect. They just scatter it everywhere. That way there, they can get away with saying, you know, we're not covering up. See, we reported this. We reported that. But they never put all the pieces together for you. So that's what I did in this book, or both of these books. So you can go to lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com, and just type in my name when you get there, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I, and you can order those and other books I've got available. Wow. That was a short segment there. All right, guys, short break. Stick with us, and we'll be right back.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Okay, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. Actually got a caller. This is definitely setting a record. I never had a caller this early. Before I go to that caller, just a quick announcement here. I've got to give a couple of seconds here to RBN sponsor Energy Swap. If you live in Texas or New York, you need to call Texas and New York or Texas and New York listeners can save up to 20% on their electric bill. Wow. I think I'm going to move down to Texas so I can harass Carrie down there more and save on my electric bill. There's no cost or hassle to switch service. You earn rewards while you save money. With the way economy is going, guys, every bit helps. So to visit RBN's sponsor, go to www.energy-swap.com. Again, that's www.energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397 to save now. Sounds like a good deal. When are they going to come out with this for Massachusetts? Anyway. So get in on that, guys. Once again, the toll-free number, 888-238-6397. Once again, guys, the website for Republic Broadcasting is republicbroadcasting.org. And the Republic Trading Group's website is republictradinggroup.net. And the toll-free number for Republic Trading is 800-691-7898. Again, that's 800-691-7898. All right. With no further ado, let me go to our caller here. Boy, I haven't even said anything yet, and I already got a caller. What does that mean? I think I'm going to get yelled at for something. It's Jamie in Kentucky. Welcome to the show, Jamie.
Hello, Charles.
How's it going?
By the way, are you kidding Rudy Giuliani?
Oh, gee, everybody. Always, that's always the first question I get. No, I've actually had people email me back, you know, when I send invites to come on the show, potential guests. They always ask me, only if you promise you're not related to Giuliani.
Okay.
I'm cursed. So, yeah, what's on your mind, Jamie?
Yes, about this 9/11 and New World Order, a lot of people think it's a conspiracy and stuff, but even the president, Eisenhower, I've seen a video on that, he told about the secret societies and stuff, him and JFK both.
Right. And the military-industrial complex warned that, yeah, and here we are. The very thing they warned about is happening right. Well, it's been happening, but it's on a much more heightened scale now.
Yeah. It's all with the Masons and stuff, you know.
Yeah, they play a big role in it, sure.
Yeah, and before I leave, I would like to state a comment about, it's about the Bible, okay?
Yeah.
Jesus says, be not fearful, because he is with us always till the end of time.
Yeah.
And he said, whoever is of this world is not of him.
Right.
Because this world is really run by Satan, if you look at it, how it's run.
Well, I mean, you mentioned Masonry. You know, a great many of our leaders are high-ranking Masons and have been for decades. Mm-hmm. And when you study Masonry and realize what it's all about, not your average Mason, they don't know what's going on, but high-ranking Masons, those who achieve high positions of power, mm-hmm. who get up to the 33rd degree and beyond, yeah, those people know exactly what's going on with Masonry, and it is an absolutely satanic religion. And you don't have to believe in Satan to realize that Satanism is evil, and that's all Masonry is. They admit it. The highest-ranking Masons have admitted that the God of Freemasonry is Lucifer. So, of course they're not of God. They're of the devil by their own admission, and they're proud of it. And they're conducting themselves accordingly.
Well, you have a good day, sir.
Okay, thanks for the call, Jamie.
Bye.
All right. Here we go, folks. Okay, let me finish up this age-old discussion here. This has been going on for... Oh, my good heavens, what do you know? I get another caller. Hey, you know, maybe I won't get finished with this today. All right, we've got Gil, my buddy Gil in Texas. What's up there, Gil?
Well, I don't know. What was the topic? What was finish your thought, and then I'll comment on that. You know, I'll let you finish. I'm not going to be, you know.
Oh, no, I'm just going to finish up. It'll take about 10 or 20 minutes. I'm going to finish up this discussion on the UN that I started like 6 weeks ago or something like that.
The United Nations, or like I've heard them call the United Nothing.
Yeah.
You know, that's not even on American soil. I know it's in New York, but that little section of land...
Oh, yeah, it's international territory.
Now, isn't that something?
You commit a crime on UN property, and you're subject to international law.
Really?
But stick around, because they intend to set it up so that you're subject to international law wherever you go.
Really?
Yeah, but it is international law. Well, that's true with any... you know, embassy or whatever. They literally, it's no man's land over there.
Well, it's no man's land all over the country, because we're living in a two-tiered country. You know, there's the sovereign United States of America, and then there's the corporate United States of America.
Yeah.
Or rather, I want to say there's the corporate United States, and then there's a...
Right, D.C. is its own little entity.
You know what I'm getting at.
They're in their own world.
These states that have the two letters, the TX or I guess y'all in Texas, right?
Well, the station is, yeah.
Or NY or anything, that's not your sovereign state. That's a corporate entity. You know, like on your driver's license, your name all in capital letters.
Yeah, well, the whole country has become that, you know, the centralized government of ours, which exercises authority that was never granted to it in the Constitution.
Now,
in fact,
the Civil War was actually fought over states' rights and not so much over slavery.
Right. Yeah, it's true.
And most folks don't understand that, and they think that Abraham Lincoln, I think, this just goes how far back the Illuminati has infiltrated the United States. That goes all the way back to Abraham Lincoln and a lot further back, you know? So they've been planning to strip our rights here. King George and the oligarchy of the higher powers have been planning to strip our rights since we founded this nation.
They're very patient and calculating.
And I think the...
Although now they're getting impatient.
Well, I heard it said that, you know, they're getting ready to really pull the last little few...
Yeah, well, they feel now that they've got enough people in high positions that they can pretty much get away with anything. And unfortunately, the way things are going, everything's indicating that I guess they're right. You know, nobody's doing anything. They feel that they've dumbed the public down and doped them up enough for so long that nobody's going to do anything to stop them. I mean, if you can have police tasering pregnant women and nobody's doing anything about it, you know, I guess anything's possible at this point. So
you said something
about... Fasten your seatbelt and strap yourself in. We're in for a rough ride. What's that, Gil?
Did you see the segment on one of the major networks about the drug they want you to take to... Stop taking prescription drugs. I mean, you take this drug to stop from taking the other drugs. I don't understand that. I mean, that's another, what's to say the drug they're giving you now is going to become an addiction?
Yeah, and then the 15 symptoms it causes require 15 other drugs, and unbelievable. Yeah, you go to the hospital today for a broken arm and you come out with 3 fractured ribs, a fractured skull, and a
It's more dangerous to be in the hospital than it is to be out of it, actually. I think you can catch staph infections or all kinds of things. It's become more of a business than it's become a place to receive health care. I mean, the bottom line for them is the dollar, not so much getting you well and out of the hospital. They want to keep you in there.
Yeah, you got that. Everything's about money today. That's the one driving force behind everything. And everything else gets sacrificed for the big profit.
And I think a lot of the American public now is their attention is kind of swayed with the upcoming holidays and whatnot. It's going to be really hard to maintain a focus on issues per se. I mean, I'm speaking about, you know, Joe Sixpack and the average person, but that's who we need. You know, that's if anyone's going to get out there and make a change, it's going to be a large group of those people that are going to come up.
Hey, I like that guy that tried to deposit that $1 million bill in the bank the other day.
You know anything about this gentleman named John?
Why not? All the other money is fraudulent. Why not? What's that?
You know anything about this gentleman named John Hoarder or Hooter? He saw some people breaking in a house, and he whipped out his shotgun and shot and killed both of them, and they're debating whether...
And then he got charged. Is that the farmer? I know about a year ago there was a farmer that did that.
Recently happened. I caught it on the news. I forgot exactly what his name was, and I said, you know, they're holding this up as a reason to start a race riot while the man was technically defending his neighbor's property.
It was about a year ago that there was a farmer, I think it was in Missouri, and he saw his neighbor's house getting broken into, so he ran across the street. It turns out his gun wasn't even loaded, so you know, he bluffed the guy, but he held the thief at gunpoint. Later the cops came and they arrested both of them. They charged the thief with a misdemeanor, and the guy, the farmer with the gun, even though it wasn't loaded, he got charged with a felony.
What things? That's backwards. I'm sorry, my French, but that's backwards.
It is. Well, hey, where do you see the guest I got coming on next week? She's going to be talking about how corrupt the criminal justice system is and how laws are actually set up to defend the attacker, the criminal, and to deny rights to the victim. I mean, literally, the laws are set up that way. It's not that it plays out that way because the system is corrupt. That's how the laws are written. Gil, was that it, Gil? Did you have anything more? Because we've got to go to a break here.
Well, they propagate the system. You know, they don't.
Did you have anything more that you wanted to say after the break?
Yeah, please.
Okay, hold on. We'll be right back, folks.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Guys, welcome back to True Threats Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani, and we're going to go back to Gil. Yeah, do you have any comment or question real quick, Gil, because I'm never going to finish this topic. If
I sure. I have a running joke about the Clinton-Bush legacy, and it runs pretty much like if you remember the famous P-Funk artist George Clinton, you take the first name of the current president and the last name of the president before them, and you end up with George Clinton.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I mean, look what we're dealing with here, you know? Bush to Clinton to Bush to Clinton.
And we might have another Clinton, so it'll be George Clinton again.
Yeah, you know what, and then another election or two from now, maybe those twins will be running. Oh, heavens.
Oh, my God. What was odd just a minute ago is that ad y'all ran on y'all station, I'm watching CNN, they had the same product, and the number was different, though. I mean, I don't know if that means anything, but it was really strange that I'm listening to Focus Factor, which is a good product, I'll support it, and CNN was running the ad for Focus
really?
Factor. It was because I got the sound turned down because I'm speaking to you. You know, I don't want that bleeding over. And I said, my goodness, this is really strange. I'm listening to the same commercial and watching it on TV. The 800 number was different, though.
Hmm.
But
interesting.
I'll let you continue.
We've got some genuine patriots infiltrating CNN.
Yeah. The Communist News Network.
Today, CNN, tomorrow, Fox. We're taking back America one person at a time.
World.
Hey, that's how they took us over. Why not?
World AIDS Day. It looked like the Bush is going out for every little, what do they call it when you get on television? Sometimes my thoughts fail me because I get concerned that I'm on the air and a lot of people are listening to me. Photo ops that he can find. Now he's doing the World AIDS Day thing, and just a few days ago it was the Middle East peace talks. So his face is popping up. I've even seen his dad on TV here recently. And I was flipping through the channels, and boom, there's Jeb Bush on C-SPAN. So those people are always on television.
Yeah, little pretty boys with their pretty little smile. Anyway, Gil, I'm going to get running here because we're already a quarter of the way through the show and I haven't even started yet.
Absolutely.
All right, hey, thanks for the call, man.
Fight the New World Order.
There you go. Kick their butts. All right. Let me get on with this here. I only got a few more minutes. Last time, which was, I don't know, what was it, Monday, Tuesday, whatever it was, I was reading some quotes about, in fact, I quoted from Kofi Annan, former Secretary General of the UN, and he talked about preemptive strikes being used in the war on terror. You know, and I was pointing out how when the Iraq war first broke out and we engaged in preemptive strikes, the UN was all over, or appeared to be anyway, all over Bush's case denouncing that. And yet now here it was 2 years later in December of 05, you know, he's calling for the same thing. The UN Secretary General was calling for preemptive strikes. So was the UN really against Bush for his preemptive strikes? Of course not. So with that thought in mind, let me go to another interesting quote. In fact, it was the very next day, December 2nd, 2004. Did I say five? I'm sorry, it was 2004, almost 2 years after the Iraq War broke out. This was in the Washington Times. It covered a speech that Bush Jr. gave in Halifax, Nova Scotia, which clearly revealed that this preemptive strike policy was to be the standard procedure to follow for advancing the cause of the New World Order. And here's what Junior Boy had to say, quote, or this is what the Washington Times had to say, quote, President Bush yesterday challenged international leaders to create a new world order. This is, by the way, the only time that I know of anyway, that he actually used that term, New World Order. To my knowledge, he's never used it any other time, especially in this country. I think, you know, the boys behind the curtain realized that, ooh, that term raised too many eyebrows and brought too much unwanted attention toward their little global government conspiracy when Daddy talked about it all the time. So they, you know, the idea was to, okay, taper away from this. But Junior did use it a few years back up in Nova Scotia. Anyway, the article continues, declaring pre-September 11th multinationalism outmoded and asserting that freedom from terrorism will come only through a preemptive action against enemies of democracy, whatever that means. And then they quote from him here. He said, defense alone is not sufficient strategy. And he went on to say, there is only one way to deal with enemies who plot in secret and set out to murder the innocent and the unsuspecting. We must take the fight to them. You know, if you remember the quote I read the other day, I won't take the time to go back to it now, but he's almost saying here, word for word, what Kofi Annan had said the day before. And notice, he tossed in the term New World Order. Now, with that thought in mind, later, on February 13th, 2005, Kofi Annan, speaking at the 41st Munich Conference on Security Policy, stated that the European Union and the United States, in cooperation with the UN, of course, needed to work more closely together to, quote, combat terrorism with an attitude of collective security and to form the backbone of a new world order in the 21st century. Very interesting, wouldn't you say? Guys, that's what it's all about. Preemptive strikes. It's fighting the so-called enemy of terrorism to create a new world order. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to True Threats Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. Just want to mention one more time, guys, this energy swap deal. This is something to really get in on. Once again, if you live in Texas or New York, you really need to give these guys a call. Texas and New York listeners can save up to 20% on their electric bill. Let me repeat that. Texas and New York listeners can save up to 20% on their electric bill. Hopefully more states will be added to this soon here, like Massachusetts. There's no cost or hassle to switch service. And you earn rewards while you save money. So give them a call, guys. With the way this economy is going, any break you can get today is, you know, you'd be crazy not to get in on it. So visit RBN sponsor by going to www.energy-swap.com. Again, that's www.energy-swap.com. SWAP.com, or you can call their toll-free number. Doesn't even cost you anything to call them. 888-238-6397. Once again, that's 888-238-6397. All right, guys. That pretty much finishes up the UN thing. I just wanted to mention that before I closed off this topic. Here you had both Bush and Kofi Annan talking about preemptive strikes in the war on terrorism, which is totally illegal, violation of the UN's own policy historically, and now here they are both calling for preemptive strikes within a day of each other, and then both mentioning by name the term New World Order. I mean, so is it not obvious that they are in fact in league with each other? There's no disagreement between them. The UN isn't against Bush for his preemptive strikes. They're totally for it. Bush was carrying out the policies of the UN in doing that. And they're both working cooperatively. And I think I demonstrated that adequately enough. I hope I did over the past several weeks talking on this subject, that the U.S., in cooperation with other nations, you know, NATO and so forth, for decades on end now, ever since World War II, has been going into countries, invading them, then setting up bases there, along with the UN, with their occupation forces, i.e. peacekeeping troops, yeah, whatever, and turning them into outposts of this ever-expanding global empire. It's been a cooperative effort. This is what's going on and continues to go on in Iraq, Afghanistan. Yeah, the UN isn't in Iraq yet, but given time, they will be. They were planning on going in there later in 2003, but because the fighting didn't stop but, in fact, escalated, they're holding off and waiting for the U.S. to finish the dirty work for them. Then once they can establish peace, i.e. wipe out, you know, 90% of the population, whatever it takes to stop the fighting, then the UN will go in with their little peacekeeping troops, occupation forces, and it'll be another country kept under control as a minion of this emerging global empire, guys. You can't deny it. Once you see it for what it is, and I hope I, you know, enabled you to do that, to see it for what it is, there's no question. The UN is not to be supported any more than this administration. It's not your hero. It's not going to save you like the cavalry marching in. They are part of the big problem, a very big part of the problem. In fact, you know, pretty much everything this administration has been doing has been has emanated from the UN. The NAU, guys, is all part of the UN's agenda. You know, this regionalization, bringing nations together under regional banners first and then ultimately under one global banner, all of this stuff, destroying sovereignty, bringing down economies to make them more easily mergeable. It's all part of the same globalist UN agenda. So I hope we can finally put to bed any notions that, you know, listeners might have that there is a difference between them. Unfortunately, most of the Bush detractors today, those in the liberal/Democrat school of thought, don't recognize that. And they are actually doing just what the Bush boys want them to, just what the globalists want them to hate Bush so much that they'll run to the UN thinking that's their hero when it's there they wanted them to be all along. Since the UN has been so clumsily pursuing power over the decades that a lot of people haven't trusted it, their tactic now is to use a regime like the Bush boys, who are abusing power so bad that they're hoping the UN will now look good in comparison. And that's actually, unfortunately, what's happening. People who were before formerly skeptical of the UN are now thinking, well, I guess the UN doesn't look so bad in light of the abuses of the Bush administration. So now they're rallying behind it. Again, this is what they wanted you the whole time. So recognize the manipulation for what it is. Don't fall for it. And realize that it's just a different side of the same coin. All right. With that said and done, as of today, all right, we finally finished this, what has now become 4.5 or 4.25 shows to cover that one topic. My heavens. You'll be glad to know that most of my shows aren't that long, although I have some shows that are longer. I've got a couple of shows that are 70 pages long. I don't know what I'm going to do when I get to that. I'll have to give you the paraphrased version. But, you know, there's just so much information, I hate to skip any of it because it's all important. I mean, this is stuff that really I don't want to skip. But anyway, let me go on to something new, something different, something unusual, something downright freaky. And what better way to open this discussion than with one of my favorite stories of all time. I read this a number of years ago, probably about 20 years ago. That tells you I'm pretty old, doesn't it? When you can say you did something 20, 25 years ago, you know you're getting old. Then you look in the mirror and see those gray hairs and you get it confirmed. Anyway, I'm not using Depends yet, and my teeth haven't quite yet all fallen out. I do have a few root canals, though. I tell you, everything starts to go once you hit 40. But anyway, guys, I read this story about 20 years ago. It blew my mind. I've never forgotten it ever since. It's a true story. It's from the mid-19th century. One evening, late at night, two men were walking toward each other down a dark London street. And as they were approaching each other, the clock began to strike midnight. And just as the time came when they were passing each other, the clock had stopped chiming. And one of the men looked over at the other and he said, "Excuse me, but did you just hear the clock chime 13 times? And the other man said, "You know, I thought it was me miscounting, but now that you mention it, yes, I did distinctly count 13. And so they sat there for the next few moments, puzzling over what the cause of this could be. You know, they both commented that they had grown up and heard that clock chime flawlessly their whole life. Never did it strike the wrong time, and it certainly never struck 13 before. So they were, you know, deeply puzzled by this. And after talking about it for a few minutes, the men eventually, bid each other farewell and walked away and didn't see each other again after that, at least not for another year or so, and pretty much had forgotten about it, put it out of their mind. One day, about a year later, one of these men was sleeping, and it was in the early morning hours, probably about 4:30 in the morning, and suddenly he wakes up with this urge to get out of bed, to get dressed, and to go outside, that his presence was urgently needed outside. And as much as he tried to ignore this compulsion, the more he tried to ignore it, the stronger it became. He kept tossing and turning, rolling this way and that way, buried his head under the pillow. It just wouldn't go away. He finally realized, all right, the only way I'm going to get back to sleep is if I convince myself I'm not needed. So this harassing sensation will go away. So he got out of bed, he got dressed, went out the front door, and as soon as he steps outside, he looks over and he sees his horse saddled up as though it's ready to go somewhere. He's really puzzled now. He looks over and he sees his groundskeeper and he yells out, "Excuse me," he says, "but did you saddle my horse?" He said, "Yes, sir, I did." He says, "But why?" He says, "Well, sir, I can't really explain it, but I just figured you needed to get somewhere in a hurry, and seeing that you're up so early, I guess you do need to go somewhere this morning, right?" Well, now he's really blown away. He says, "Well, I guess I do, but I don't know where." He said, "I just had the same funny sensation. Something told me I needed to get somewhere, and so I got dressed, and here I am." So they talked about it for a few moments, and next thing you know, he mounts the horse, and he trots off, not really knowing where he's supposed to go. But he figures maybe the horse knows, so he just lets the horse do the leading. And sure enough, the horse trotted away, and next thing he knew, he's at the edge of the river, at the point where the ferry comes to take people across. But the ferry isn't due for another couple hours yet. And he's wondering, this can't be where I'm supposed to be. The ferry isn't due here for quite some time yet. So as he's sitting there wondering if this whole thing is just a bunch of crazy coincidences, all of a sudden he looks up and he sees the ferry coming around the bend in the river. He's like, "Wow, this is really strange." And as you might guess, once the ferry docked and he called out to the ferryman, at this point he wasn't too surprised when he asked the ferryman, "What are you doing here at this early hour?" And the ferryman responded, "I don't know, quite frankly, but I woke up with this urge for me to get out of bed that someone needed to get somewhere in a hurry this morning. Might that be you, sir?" And so the man on the horse said, "Yes, I guess it is me, although I don't know what my destination is, but I had the same kind of urging, and so did my groundskeeper who mounted my horse for, or who saddled my horse for me this morning." So he goes on board the ferry along with the horse. The ferryman takes him across the river. After he gets to the other side, he pays his fare and happily trots away, still not knowing where he's supposed to go. Well, the horse went for some distance and finally stops in the middle of this park. So he's looking around trying to figure out, is this where I'm supposed to be? There's nothing here. There's nobody here. All of a sudden, he looks way over and he sees a man, an older man, sitting on a park bench with a newspaper. So he hollers out, "Good morning, sir. Any good news this morning?" The old man looks up and he says, "No, except I'm reading here that there's going to be a murder trial this morning, and that if the man is found guilty, they're going to hang him this afternoon." So he figures, maybe that's where I'm supposed to be. So he trots off to the courthouse. When he gets there, he ties the horse up, takes his seat in the back. As soon as he sits down, he hears the judge pronounce to the defendant. He said, "Sir, we feel that we have amassed enough evidence to convict you of the crime of murder in the first degree, in which case you are to be hung this afternoon. Have you anything further to say in your defense?" So the man takes the stand one last time, and he says, "Your Honor, I cannot prove my alibi, as I said. There's only one man who could prove my innocence. And, you know, if I knew his name, I could get him here to, you know, to prove that. Unfortunately, I don't know. But that night, I was walking down a dark London street, and I heard the clock chime 13 times. And if that man was here today, he could prove my innocence. Suddenly, a voice rings out from the back of the courtroom. Your Honor, this man is innocent. I'm that man. I remember him now. Pretty bizarre, wouldn't you say? You know, some people would look at stories like this and write them off as just a bunch of bizarre coincidences. Others would say, oh, it's, you know, something within man himself. Man has strange powers, strange abilities. And so, you know, somehow this all played out psychologically or maybe using supernatural mental powers. Then there's another school of thought that says that this is some divine intervention. This is God himself doing it. I tend to fall into that category myself. You know, to me, stories like this are signs of God's presence. And I can say that with certainty because I've had bizarre experiences like that myself and others in my family. In fact, this next story I want to relate is along that same line. Very, very strange. It was a cold winter day back in 1978. My mother and I and some friends were up at a retreat center. This is back in my church-going days. We were up at this this church retreat up in the mountains of New Hampshire. It was a weekend-long thing where the whole church had rented out this big facility, you know, and we had like it was just a campery type thing, whatever you want to call it. Anyway, we spent the first night there. Everything went well. But by the second day, our neighbor who had driven us up, my mother never drove, you know, years ago. So, you know, we drove up with him. And by the next day, he fell sick, so much so that he said, I got to leave because, first of all, I don't want to get everybody else sick. And second of all, before this gets any worse, I want to get home because there's a storm coming and I don't want to be trapped on the highway. And, you know, if I'm really sick, I don't want to get to the point where I can't even drive because he was starting to get a fever and everything. So my mother decided to leave along with him. I stayed there. I had some other friends that said they'd bring me back the next day. But anyway, you know, my mother went along with him. She didn't want him to drive home alone. So they took off. And they got maybe 5 or 10 miles away down the road. And suddenly he had the urge that, you know, he had to pull over and throw up. And, you know, he got really sick. And he also wanted to put some cold snow on his face, maybe, you know, to help revive him a little bit so he could drive better. So he pulls over, steps outside, does his thing. And, you know, he felt a little better. That kind of revived him a bit. So he comes back into the van to continue driving, and the thing is stuck. It won't budge. He's turning it this way and that, turning the wheel this way and that way, putting the pedal to the floor, and all it's doing is just spinning the tires, digging it further into the ground, but the van will not budge. So, you know, they're sitting there for the next 10, 15 minutes or so, and of course nobody else is on the road at this point because the snow's coming down heavy. They're out in the middle of nowhere, in a, you know, back, you know, remote area of the highway. And there's no houses, nothing. So, I mean, they could potentially be in a lot of trouble here. Here he is getting really sick. They're stuck. There's no sign of anybody going to come and rescue them, right? All of a sudden, out of nowhere, they hear a car coming up the highway. And he couldn't see too well, my neighbor, because, you know, it's coming down really heavy. But he could tell that it was a small little hatchback, like a Honda or something, that pulled up behind him. And so this big guy gets out of the car. He comes and walks up to the window, and he says, looks like you guys could use some help. And they're like, yeah, you know, we've been stuck here. My mother, in fact, was praying, oh, you know, God, please send someone to help us to get us out of this mess. And, of course, this is the day before cell phones, so, you know, they couldn't even call for help. Anyway, they got lucky. This guy came along, and he said, okay, I'll tell you what. He says, when I give you the word, put the pedal to the floor and cut the wheel to the left sharply. And so, you know, my neighbor, his name was Roland, he's laughing. He's like, but that's what I've been doing. You know, he says, I don't think it's going to help much. He says, trust me, just do as I say. He says, all right. So, sure enough, he yells out, gives the word. Roland turns the wheel all the way to the left, guns it to the floor, and boom, seemingly effortlessly, the van pulled itself right out of that ditch up onto the highway. So Roland's, you know, just flabbergasted. How the heck did he do that? I mean, he was a big guy, but nobody, I don't care how big they are, can lift a van, you know? So he's like, he tells my mother, Pat, hold on a minute. He says, I got to thank this guy, and, you know, maybe pay him something, and I got to find out what he did, too, you know? So he gets out of the van, and believe it or not, there was nobody there. There was no car, no man, no footprints, no tire track marks in the snow. Nothing to indicate that there was somebody there. Now, he would have probably written this off as an hallucination because he was so sick, except for the fact that my mother was there to confirm it. What do you think, guys? Hey, if anybody has any stories like this, by the way, call in. I'd like to hear them. Okay, guys, short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Okay, guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Your host, Charles Giuliani, talking to you about bizarre occurrences that, as far as I'm concerned anyway, can't be written off as coincidences. I can only conclude that these are instances of divine intervention. Make of them what you will, but these are true stories. I've got some more personal ones to share in a bit, but let me tell you some other ones I've read about over the years. This one I actually got from Fox's Book of Martyrs, which is really interesting. This goes back to the 16th century, or at least the book does. It records stories that go back, you know, 1,500 years. In fact, I collect ancient artifacts. I used to have, I sold this to a professor I had, but I used to have a page from an original copy, 1576 copy, of this historical work here. But in that book, it relates this one story. There was a martyr by the name of John who was on death row, if you will. He was in prison due to be sentenced to death for the crime of heresy, which, of course, was very common back then. And his guard kept taunting him, you know, look, you're crazy. They're going to kill you. They're going to burn you at the stake. Why don't you just... give in, admit you're wrong, you know, go along with what the state is saying and the church is saying and save your life. And he says, no, I cannot do that. I cannot sacrifice my principles, whatever. And so the day came where, yeah, his death sentence was to be meted out. The guard came to get him. He's still pleading with him. The guard liked him, you know, and he didn't want to see this happen to him. But he could not get him to give in and recant or repent or whatever. So on the way to the horse and buggy that awaited them to carry them off to where he was to be burned at the stake, the prisoner, who at this point had been enfeebled because he was in the prison for so long and hadn't gotten much food, much water, and the place was infested with rats, and, you know, he had gotten really sick. He was down to the bone. And on the way to the horse and buggy, he tripped over one of the cobblestones and fell and broke his leg badly, so much so that he became deathly ill. The guard offered to take him back to his home, still in chains, of course, you know, and to nurse him back to health so that he could stand trial. He wasn't able to stand trial because he was so sick now, having broken his leg. So the whole time that he's at this guard's home, the guard is still pleading with him. Why don't you just recant? Give it up, you know. Whether you're right or wrong or this church and state is right or wrong doesn't matter. This is your life. Why are you being so staunch about this? It's going to cost you your life. He says, look, I think God has given you a sign, having you break your leg to give you, you know, an opportunity to reconsider so that you can save your life. He says, I'm not sure why I broke my leg. Maybe there is no reason, but I'm not going to give up my principles. Anyway, the next day, it was to be the day that he was going to go stand trial now because he had been nurtured back to health enough for him to do so. The next morning, the guard came in, and rather telling him, you know, I'm sorry, but, you know, I have to take you to go to your trial and to be executed, he came to unlock his chains and set him free. He says, you know, interestingly enough, this morning, Queen Mary died, and her sister, Elizabeth, took the throne. The first thing she did is outlaw the Inquisition and ordered that all prisoners be freed immediately. So the guard became convinced that this man was right, and that apparently God had him fall to save his life, not to make him change his mind. Pretty interesting stuff. All right, guys, another short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
With recent internet